You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Coming up, we'll learn about news deserts in Wisconsin, the areas of the state that lack local news coverage, and what's being done to fix it.
First, Governor Scott Walker wants Wisconsin to scrap the state's minimum requirement for how many hours students spend in school. Rather, he'd like to see school districts set their own hours and be judged by their state report cards. Here he is making his case at a Waukesha school last week.
If our students are succeeding, honestly, I don't care how many hours they're in, if they're seeing success. To me, the report card is the ultimate measure. It's not how many hours are you sitting in a chair.
Currently, the state requires elementary schools to provide a minimum of 1,050 hours of instruction, and secondary schools 1,137 hours. If his move is successful, Wisconsin would become the first state to no longer require the schools offer a minimum number of hours or days of instruction.
Erin Richards joins us now. She's an education reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Erin, welcome back to Central Time.
Hello.
So this proposal is part of the governor's new budget plan, which boosts education funding and which he says will help every student in Wisconsin succeed. How does doing away with the minimum hour requirement for schools play into that vision?
I think that's what had a lot of people in education circles scratching their heads about, especially because a couple of years ago, the state budget eliminated the mandate for at least 180 days of instruction in the state. And the argument made for that at the time was that the state already had a mandate for the minimum hours kids should be in class, so give districts some more flexibility on how to complete those hours. And so dropping that as well raised some eyebrows, even with the School Boards Association in the state, which had actually advocated for dropping the 180-day requirement, and School Boards Association tends to be in favor of local districts making their own decisions. But even they thought, you know, if you eliminate this entirely, many districts would continue to operate as normal, but you'd certainly hate to see an independent school or a private school that participates in the voucher program or some other charter school just not teach kids as many hours. You remove the baseline, you could invite an abuse potentially in the future, and that's the concern.
So when there was a requirement for a certain number of days and a certain number of hours, it sounds like there was a call to eliminate one of them, and the days were eliminated. But has anyone actually been calling for this part that deals with the number of hours and to get rid of that?
I saw this in the state budget, and I tracked it down because I wanted to know where this originated from. It seems to have had the most interest from one of the cooperative educational service agencies in the state. Those are the groups that consortiums of groups that work with districts and regions. And this is the agency up around Oshkosh that had several superintendents in the region that were interested in more flexibility for example, delivering instruction in different ways, similar to how charter schools have some freedom from the rules on hours of instruction and days of instruction. The superintendent of the Neenah School District said, look, you know, if our district had these flexibilities, we could go, we could go longer some days or shorter some days. She also said that snow days can be a hurdle when districts only plan for 3 snow days, and then we get a heavy winter and 7 days are needed, and then you tack them on to the end of the year, and then attendance really suffers. So those were the biggest arguments for it. And I think Chippewa Falls had also said, had also looked at the snow day element as a potential there. But for the most part, parents we've heard from and polled at the Journal Sentinel and other residents that have weighed in have thought that removing the baseline just may not be a great idea.
So under the governor's plan, districts and individual schools would be rated according to their state report cards, which are produced annually by the Department of Public Instruction. How are those report cards calculated?
The report cards take into account a variety of different measures, everything from attendance, the percentage of students who participate in the state tests, academic achievement over the course of the year, and then how much students improve over a number of years. So the report cards are actually calculating multiple years of data. In recent years, more people have called for those report cards to be even more comprehensive and include things like how many arts and extracurricular classes or, you know, sort of elective classes are schools offering. That hasn't happened yet. Most of the data in the report card is student demographic data, achievement and growth data, and graduation rate data where that's available. So in many ways, the people that are saying, you know, look, we're okay with dropping the hours because the state report cards are becoming more robust and we can always judge schools on the back end by how well they're doing. And if someone, you know, isn't instructing kids to at least, you know, sort of a minimal expectation that the results would be low for that school, and that would eventually show up on a report card. The problem with that concept is that the report cards have no penalty for anybody who's scoring really low. So if your school gets a very low scoring report card, the only thing that would be the penalty would think that parents may not choose that school anymore if the report card score was quite low. But there's no sort of hammer on the back end of a school that has a low report card score.
And has there been any response from the Department of Public Instruction to this proposal?
You know, they tend to stay a little bit neutral on some of the policy stuff. I don't think they're in favor of it. They certainly haven't advocated for it. Tony Evers, the state superintendent, has said he thinks it should remain. So he personally is against dropping that altogether. And that's the most we know from the department at the moment.
We're talking with Erin Richards. She reports on education at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We're talking about Governor Walker's proposal to eliminate the minimum number of hours of instruction that right now have to be given to students in elementary and secondary schools. Erin, how does this plan, this idea of Governor Walker's, fit in with the vision of school reformers at the national level, for instance, with Education Secretary Betsy DeVos?
Nobody nationally is making a big push to drop instructional hour minimums. In fact, what is interesting about this proposal is that if Wisconsin did away with the hours of instruction mandate, it would be the only state in the country that has no expectation for a minimum number of hours or days that kids have to be in school. The other unusual move here is that this changing this law as it's written would also apply to the private schools that receive public money through tuition vouchers. It would apply to charter schools. It would also apply to virtual charter schools and drop the minimum mandate that teachers have to be available to online students. And, you know, we don't know as much about how virtual schools are performing. A lot of their report card scores are lower, but that's also because some of them take, you know, students who may not be doing great in the traditional environment. So if you drop all of those expectations, for some people it can be a little worrisome because, you know, we don't know as much about, you know, virtual charter and voucher schools as we do. We just don't have as much data about them as we have about traditional public schools.
So that we're talking about this in Wisconsin, and as you said, Wisconsin would be the first state to do away completely with either hours or days in the classroom. I'm kind of surprised that this isn't something, at least at a very minimal baseline level, isn't dictated from the Department of Education.
Well, remember that most educational policies like this are set at the state level. Much of education is you know, sort of state controlled or controlled at the district level. So, you know, it wouldn't be uncommon or, you know, out of the norm for hours of instruction to be set by every state, just like every state sets its own graduation requirements for high school, which, you know, may be a little concerning for some folks, but that is a state decision. So what sometimes happens is we see trends in just based on what political parties sometimes want. A couple of years ago, there was a push in many states to require a civics exam for students to pass a civics exam before they could graduate. And that was passed here as well as a number of other states. But on this particular hours of instruction proposal, it doesn't seem to be originating from anywhere else. This seems to be a very a response to what some superintendents in one part of the state wanted, and the question now is whether it would go anywhere. It's been taken out of the governor's proposed budget, at least the budget that the Joint Finance Committee will consider. They've taken out a bunch of the policy proposals, so they're just considering the money question right now. So if this comes up, I think it would have to come up as separate legislation since it's been pulled from the budget.
So President Obama had actually pushed for an increase in instruction time, saying that American children each year spend at least a month less in school than children in places like South Korea, for example. This proposal, it would seem, might have the potential to put students at a greater competitive disadvantage if they're spending potentially even less time in school.
President Obama and his administration were particularly concerned about the length of time that students in poor and more disadvantaged communities were in school. We know from research that many schools that get better outcomes with lower income and other disadvantaged subgroups of students, we know from research that they tend to have better outcomes when they're in school longer and being exposed to more instruction. That's certainly a strategy that many high-achieving charter schools have implemented over the years, and it was a step that the administration was encouraging. I think the impact may be a little bit less in a higher-performing suburban school, but you're right, that was certainly a central goal of the Obama administration, was to look at increasing hours of instruction, but specifically that proposal was most concerned with kids who are coming from disadvantaged backgrounds.
Well, Aaron, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Of course. Thank you.
That was Aaron Richards, education reporter and editor at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She gave us details of Governor Walker's plan to remove the requirement that schools offer a minimum number of hours of instruction to students per year.